Pure golden ore. Hey, magnificent being. Listen. Luminous mind is the light of Buddha and the heart of all things. Luminous mind, inexpressible, beyond ideation. As the light of the teacher is extolled by all. As the heart of experience, it is the gentle prince resting in the spontaneous pleasure of effortless perfection. The luminous mind modality is not contingent upon a vow of moral conduct. As the basis of all disciplines, such as moral conduct, luminous mind provides release in its every mode. It is Buddha's mother and the universal path. Without it, Buddha could not come into being. I am the way of supreme liberation. The universal modality of liberation, inherent in luminous mind, is inscrutable, subtle and elusive. This universal path transcends thinking and non-thinking. without location or reference. Indeterminate. It is beyond all ideation. Unutterable. It has no colour or shape in a sensory field. Intangible and inscrutable. It is inexpressible. The dangers of the path of formal meditation. Whoever follows the ancient ascetic's path becomes sick from attachment to the meditation process. Their teacher's literal instruction, construed as a quest. They chase a stream of concepts as if pursuing a mirage. The perfect modality cannot be indicated by words, and any true doctrine is a travesty of Vajrasattva. Bewilderment and ignorance are the ground of enlightenment. Purity and impurity as one, indissolubly mixed. Pristine awareness and bewilderment are indivisible. This is the lamp of unimpeded clarity, free of mentation, and indetractable nescience in itself is sovereign samadhi. There is nothing to see with the Buddha eye. The eye of direct insight, seeing directly, sees nothing. And it is called the Buddha eye of omniscience. know the nature of vastness without center or boundary. And there lies undiscriminating, sovereign sameness. Whatever appears to the senses is pure enjoyment. Luminous mind and its habits are one, indissolubly mixed. All manifest experience by mind projected shines as adornment, neither accepted nor rejected. Simply let it be and enjoy it. No vice is outside the pale of luminous mind. Activity that is anathema or taboo. The five emotions and the five inexpiable crimes deliver sovereign sameness on the path of purity. Nothing is rejected, certainly not sex. The traditionalist approaches are anathema. The intellect conditioned by traditional form and literal meaning. The three samadhis prepared. Belief in doctrine and dogma. This is all a glitch in the effortless transmission. It is delusion. Abide in the spontaneous pleasure of free-form perfection. Non-action is a natural condition. The core of sublime self-sprung awareness, imperturbable, unchanging, unelaborated. This is the ambrosia of timeless consummation that vanquishes the pain of any exertion. Every ambition fulfilled. Rest in the here and now. Hey, magnificent being, listen. All and everything in experience has the nature of luminous mind. It is the all-inclusive seminal nucleus, incapable of elaboration or concentration, expansion or contraction, origination or cessation, unconfined. It is simply being. This inconceivable essence, timelessly present, like the sky. Ubiquitous, like space. Transcends ideas and speech.